In July, environmentalists and other South Sudanese residents publicly opposed a move by the water ministry to dredge some tributaries of the Nile River in the Sut region, including Unity State. President Salva Kiir then ordered public consultations on the environmental impact of the project. The government says its decision to move forward with the cleaning and clearing of the tributaries is based on the findings of those public consultations. Deng Majuk Chol, a student at the University of Oxford in the UK pursuing his PhD studies in geography and environmental studies, who is also conducting research on the Sut wetland, says he welcomes the cabinet decision to clean and clear rivers or tributaries connected to the Nile.
I welcome it because I think our rivers have not been attended to for many decades now. Since the war broke out in 1983. So the Wai Nile tributaries within the territory of South Sudan have not been attended to. And so it is important that we can begin at the very basic level, that is clearing and cleaning. This is to not lose sight of the fact that even clearing and cleaning need to be preceded by some survey of the river itself, by some environmental and social impact assessment.
Chol says the government needs to clearly explain to the people why it is cleaning and clearing the tributaries of the Nile. Moses Gizam, an environmental activist working with the Civil Society Coalition on Natural Resources, says he welcomes the government's move on humanitarian grounds but has some reservations.
We still remain suspicious of the extent to which they are going to do the cleaning, because if it is in a state that is going to dry up the wetland, then it's not a good initiative as of now. But on humanitarian ground, seeing the suffering of the people, it is going to create a short-term positive impact, where at least the access water can find its way to go, people can have passage, the roads can be open, and maybe people can start livelihood activities like farming.
Moses says the government needs to ensure that the initiative does not endanger South Sudan's delicate ecosystem.
When you're looking at the ecosystem and the long-term impact, it is necessary for the government to have a countermeasure. Should this thing result into the drying up of the wetland, what other options do they have? The other thing the government can do is also that that water itself is a resource. We know the country is just emerging from war, and they say capital formation is very poor. The government doesn't have money for such big projects. But that water can be converted into a man-made lake. They can dig a lake which can carry all that excess water, and the water still remains here. We can use it for irrigation. We can use it for fishing.
The cabinet decided in a Monday Council of Ministers meeting, which was chaired by President Salva Kiir, to move ahead with the project. Information Minister Michael Makwe told the reporters the decision was taken after Barnaba Mariel Benjamin, the minister in the office of the president, made a presentation on the outcome of public consultations on the environmental impact of river dredging, which the president ordered earlier this year.
After thorough deliberation and after consideration of the recommendations, the cabinet decided that what should be done should be the cleaning and clearing of the waterways. Cleaning and clearing of the waterways means removing the whatever obstacles on the way, clearing the waterways so that the waterways could be used for navigation.
Makwe says the initiative is also aimed at addressing persistent flooding across parts of the country. He says the work involves removing sedimentation along waterways of the Nile, which the government says has caused the rivers to overflow. Chol, however, believes the clearing and cleaning of rivers is not something that will tackle the problem of repeated flooding, but will allow the natural flow of water. Makwe says work on the project will start after a study has been conducted. In July, a majority of South Sudanese who weighed in were against the move to dredge the rivers of the Nile, saying the project risks endangering the country's ecosystem. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.